Back to Australia, and the Prime Minister has restarted the decades-long forestry debate in Tasmania and cemented it as a key state election issue. Tony Abbott told a timber industry dinner in Canberra last night that too much forest had been locked up. The Tasmanian opposition leader Will Hodgmans used the Prime Minister's comments to promise once again to undo the forest agreement if the Liberals win government. The agreement was designed to end the forest dispute by protecting 500,000 hectares of native forest, but the Liberals say it's gone too far. Felicity Ogilvy reports from Hobart.
Tasmania's forest agreement was designed to put an end to the clashes between loggers and environmentalists for good. It was negotiated over 3 years and voted into law by the state and federal Labor governments. But last night, the Prime Minister Tony Abbott signalled he's keen to tear up the deal. He was greeted with rapturous applause when he told hundreds of timber workers that too much forest is locked up.
We have quite enough national parks, we have quite enough locked up forests already. In fact, in an important respect, we have too much locked up forest. One of the first acts of the incoming government was to begin the process to try to get out of World Heritage listing 74,000 hectares of country in Tasmania.
Under the agreement, new reserves were set aside in Tasmania's World Heritage area, but the federal government plans to revoke the heritage listing. And it's a position the Tasmanian Liberal leader Will Hodgman is taking to the state election on the 15th of March.
We are fundamentally committed to supporting this industry. We will give it more trees, that means more jobs, and we will build a more sustainable forest industry because we'll give them, you know, a wider harvesting area to produce that supply and to produce those jobs.
The forest agreement was one of the key achievements of the Greens leader Nick McKim's power sharing agreement with the Labor Party, but it may not last long.
Well, Tony Abbott and Will Hodgman want to rip up a World Heritage area that has only very recently been extended by UNESCO. That will expose Tasmania and, in fact, Australia to international condemnation and embarrassment.
One of the environmentalists who helped broker the agreement is Phil Pullinger.
You're talking about forests that include trees up to 100 metres in height, over 400 years of age. They are recognised nationally and internationally as great natural icons for Australia, and they have been protected as part of an agreement between the environment movement and the forestry industry that actually achieves the goal of protecting those native forests and also protecting jobs in the forestry industry.
Some companies that take native forest timber like Ta'an have already said they won't use any trees that are logged from the New World Heritage areas, but others are willing to take the trees. Rick Watson works in a small family sawmill in the Huon Valley along with his two sons and nephews. He says they've been hit hard by the forest agreement.
They've locked up some of our better saw log bushes that have been grown for production saw log, and so we haven't got access to those logs.
The state Liberals and the federal Liberals want the new World Heritage Area extension revoked so that parts of that can be logged again. Would you be interested in taking any timber from those areas?
Oh, we'd certainly be interested in taking timber if it become available. We've got orders in excess of what we can cut.
The Tasmanian Labor Party says it's sticking with the forest agreement as a way to provide job security for the timber industry and end the forest dispute.
Felicity Ogilvy, around Australia, this is PM.